Kevin Glass is with us, the Vice President for the National Taxpayers Union, and he's here to talk primarily about net neutrality. This is an issue that continues to permeate, and why is it still on the front burner as a point of discussion, Kevin?
Yes, absolutely. And what we are doing here in Washington, D.C., is that there is a proposal in Congress to reinstitute some regulations that were imposed by the FCC in the Obama era. And as you know, and your listeners probably know, net neutrality is an extremely complicated issue. What we take issue with this most recent proposal is that it's not really about net neutrality per se. It's about Title II regulations, which are under the 1934 Telecommunications Act, and applying those to internet regulation. And we're not fans of kind of the way that this is done. We feel like it's too much of an imposition both on consumers and on providers that will raise the price of internet and really throttle development of new internet technology in the United States.
This is called Save the Internet Act, correct?
Yes, that is the name of the act. And as you probably know, all sorts of proposals here in Washington are given very nice sounding names. So while that is the name of the act, we think that it's actually something that's going to hurt internet consumers across the country.
Well, isn't the idea to give everybody a chance to be on a level playing field?
Yes, but our problem is that it gives the FCC the ability to impose price controls and kind of speed controls on the internet. It reduces choice for consumers, and it's done, like I said, under the Telecommunications Act of 1934, which was originally meant to apply to, you know, landline telephone companies, and we don't think that those kinds of regulations are really good or applicable to a modern internet ecostructure.
Well, right now in Congress, as you know, it's difficult to get anything done with a divided Congress. It would seem that this one would be one that might be difficult to get through the hoops as well.
Exactly. And there are proposals in Congress to preserve net neutrality without imposing these kinds of arcane regulations. You know, Senator John Thune, who's a Republican from South Dakota, has teamed up in the past with Senator Bill Nelson, who's a Democrat from Florida, with some regulation proposals that we really think are better suited to a modern internet. The proposal in Congress to Save the Internet Act is something that's entirely driven by Democrats. It's completely partisan. It's something that probably can't get a whole lot of traction in Congress, like you said, in certainly in a divided era. And there are better ways to approach the issue of net neutrality than through these Title II regulations that they're attempting to impose.
Well, as a vice president of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation, what are your thoughts about the revelation that President Trump went 8 out of 10 years between 1985 and 1994 and paid no taxes?
Yeah, it's certainly a very interesting revelation. This is from the story in the New York Times, I believe, that you're talking about. We unfortunately haven't had the chance to really analyze some of the documents that the New York Times has uncovered. There are a lot of, you know, depreciation exemptions that are in the tax code for good reasons. And obviously there are ways that a lot of businessmen, and President Trump has said this himself, can hide income, can avoid income taxes, and certainly illegitimate tax shelters shouldn't be used. But we think, you know, the tax code is overly complex, needs a lot of simplification, and I think that this is a really good example of how there are probably too many breaks in the code for a lot of different income levels, and tax code simplification is a big issue that we've been working on pretty much constantly.
Well, the president, in a tweet yesterday, indicated that it was sport to avoid paying taxes. Now, most people in this country, of course, do pay taxes, and some businesses, small businesses, pay a lot of taxes. For people who work hard and good citizens, I don't know if we'd consider it sport to avoid paying taxes.
Oh, absolutely. And this is, like I said, a huge problem. Simplification is just something that's absolutely necessary. And at the National Taxpayers Union Foundation, we put out a study recently of tax code complexity. And luckily, you know, in the Trump tax law that they passed last year, well, about 18 months ago now, individual tax code complexity has come down, which is a great thing. We are spending less time doing our taxes. There are fewer breaks.
All right, hold tight. Well, I want to get Gustavo in. We are short on time, Gustavo, so please be brief, but you're on with Kevin Glass of the National Taxpayers Union Foundation.
Thank you very much. Last I heard, Al Capone was convicted on tax evasion, but the main thing is that Al Sharpton owes like $35 million worth of taxes, and he never paid.
Okay, well, if that's true, I would think that Al Sharpton would probably be in jail, but he's not. But there are people who have beat the system, there's no doubt. And the President of the United States, who claims to have $10 billion, paid little or no taxes between 1985 and 94, and the $1.2 billion in losses that he had can be carried over into future tax years. So the president probably has paid very little taxes, if at all, in his whole life. But Kevin Glass, that's a different story for a different time, and we thank you for joining us. Appreciate your comments about net neutrality.
Thanks for having me on.
And today, as we close, is the 70th birthday of William Joseph Martin Joel, born in the Bronx on this date, May 9th, 1949. And as we go home today, we certainly pay tribute to the great Billy Joel.
One, two, one, two, three, four.